It's Psalm 65. We have a wonderful, beautiful picture, really, of how God does provide and provides so abundantly, as God always does provide abundantly. And there is actually plenty to provide the people with grain, as it says here. He provides enough, and he provides to spare. So how come there is drought and famine and starvation in the world? Well, perhaps the story of Joseph in Egypt shows us how, in that case, Joseph made provision. He had this vision, didn't he? And he had a prophetic word, and he built these stores, and he built stores enough to meet the need for that 7 years of famine. And perhaps it teaches us that there is enough, there's enough potential in the world, but we have, on the whole, lived very well, and now, well, we have an opportunity, don't we, to support aid agencies like Tear Fund. We all know about Tear Fund, and we've supported Tear Fund for many years in this church, and it actually is very important that we do, because we are comparatively well off, most of us are, and we might wonder, well, how can there be floods in Pakistan and drought in East Africa, all these disasters happening, which seem to be particularly bad, they're getting worse and more extreme. And we know that partly this is due to global warming, which to some extent is due to our mismanagement. Anyway, we're farmers and we plough the fields and scatter, not literally, but in principle anyway. As farmers, we can and we do and we must get soil conditions right, first of all. And Michael will perhaps have an opportunity sometime to explain how research has made us conscious of the microorganisms and everything that happens beneath our feet in the soil, which are so critical and so important, and how we can actually help that situation to the benefit of food production and also to the benefit of wildlife as well. Well, we get good seed, and we drill it carefully, and we care for it over the growing season. But we never forget that it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand, we've just been singing. It's God who gives the increase. We can't do that. And he gives it abundantly. One grain of seed will produce hundreds of grains. We know one seed of wheat in the ground, it will produce hundreds. And you can see the bounty here, all this produce here, wonderful display, but it demonstrates to us God's bounty, really, because all those things, they might be in tins, we look on the supermarket shelf, but it didn't grow on the supermarket shelf, it all grew in the soil. Even the meat products, corned beef, it comes from grass. It's all plants that grow in the soil. And that's what we're about as farmers. You're trying to feed the troops. There's enough there, potentially. And we just thank God that he's the one who gives the increase. And we want to give the praise to him. When we read in Psalm 67 here, and this reminds us that what we are here for today, to praise God. We might think that these psalms are somewhat idealistic. We see this picture here of everything is wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And we care for the land and water it, but you enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with corn. For you have ordained it. And we give thanks to God. That's what it's about. That's what we're here for today, this harvest Thanksgiving. And we know that although it seems an idealistic picture, well, maybe partly that's because it's like a millennial prophetic picture of the time that is coming when Jesus Christ will come again and he will rule the world in righteousness and peace. And it will show how the world should be run when Jesus comes again to rule on this earth. Let's remind ourselves, to sum up, that last verse that we sang. We thank thee then, O Father, for all things bright and good, the seed time and the harvest, our life, our health, our food. No gifts we have to offer for all thy loving parts, but that which thou desirest, our humble, thankful hearts. Amen.